Mackey Motors pregame show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Carroll Daggerhead football coach Danny McCartan as they get ready to host the Harlan Cyclones. And Coach, it's always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Coach, you guys taking on Harlan here tonight, as I just mentioned, got a chance here to take on another top five ranked team. That seems to be what you guys are doing right now. Third team out of the first five games this year that you guys will play a team that's ranked in the top 10. So the schedule has not been easy so far.
No, but, you know, when you're in a good district, you know, it's going to get you tough, you know, this year. Or it's going to toughen you up. Everybody gets an opportunity to be in the playoffs this year. So, you know, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. So that's the plan.
What are you guys looking at, and what do you feel like you have learned about your club through these first four games?
Well, you know, I think the kids have been really resilient. I think they played really well against Lewis Central last week and, you know, fought to the very end, which we'd love to see about that. You see in them, you know, we haven't put a complete game together yet. You know, we played great on offense against Bondurant Farrar, and great on defense, not on offense. Great on defense against Bondurant Farrar, great on defense against Denison, two quarters, second, third quarter we played, I thought, really outstanding on defense versus Lewis Central. But then offensively, you know, we've really we did some good things last week. We did some really good things against Denison. But we kind of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde the thing. You know, we've got to put a complete game together.
What do you need to do that? What areas do you feel you still need to get better?
We just had to clean up some blocking assignments. You know, I think things came a little too easy against Dennis in the second half, and so we got away with a few things, and you can't get away with those type of things, you know, little miscues and mistakes like we did against Dennis, and you can't do that against, like, Lewis Central and the Harlins and the Glenwoods and Crescents of the world. So, you know, we really went back to not the drawing board, but we just went back to more of the basics, simple schemes, and cleaned those up with blocking assignments, and had, you know, the fullbacks, tight ends, and O-line working together this week to make sure everybody was on the same page.
I know we're still a couple of weeks away from getting into the playoffs. You have two more regular season games after tonight, Coach, but you mentioned how strong this district is. Glenwood, another team that's just outside of the top 10, and by the time you play them, could potentially be there. So what are you hoping that this team will take away from the competition that they're going to see here during the regular season for when the postseason gets underway?
Just be, you know, seasoned, ready to go. Be in a situation where, you know, we've been tested and we've bent, you know, a little bit, not always broken, and bounce back. And you know, so when you play against good teams, you got to rise to that competition.
Danny, let's talk a little bit about this Cyclone Ball Club. They come in 4-0. They've had some tough tests early in the season, but seem to be kind of a typical Harlan team. Maybe not real big, but very athletic, and they just come out and play hard the way it seems.
Yeah, you know, they throw the ball extremely well, and they run the ball extremely well. And like you said, they just come out and play hard, and that's the thing. You know, we're not seeing the, you know, 6'2", 265 to 70-pound cookie-cut offensive linemen like they've had in the past. But they're super aggressive, super, you know, and super tough kids. They always have been. They always will be. And so that's the thing. You know, it doesn't matter how big the kid is. If they're playing hard, playing tough, that's what you want.
Been fairly balanced. They run a little bit more than they throw. Is it the run game that kind of starts them?
You know what, they have always been a team that you can't really scheme against them in terms of, you know, what their tendencies are, is because Coach Kohorst on the offensive coordinator, he doesn't really have tendencies. He will throw it any time, he will run it any time, and he's great. He's been doing it for years, and he does a great job. So, you know, you've got to, you know, be disciplined. You got to know what your keys are, but also, hey, they do a lot of things really well, and they're not afraid to take chances at any time of the day.
How do you feel like the defense matches up?
You know, we like to think that our defense is really aggressive, and like I said, they're not going to bully us around as much as maybe in the offensive line is due to size. You know, not that they're not tough kids, but they, you know, we played Lewis Central last week, and they got the beef in the middle, you know, going 270, 280 and things like that. And Harlan's just going to really get after you, running that counter tray, getting kids out on sweeps, and then they do a great job pass setting.
Defensively, though, you guys have got some pretty good team speed. How does that match up, do you think, to shut down some of that outside stuff?
You know, we hope that we've got, like you said, we hope we've got the team speed and the fresh bodies. You know, the Mosier kid's fast as all get out, so we've got to account for him every time he has the ball or every time he goes in motion.
Defensively, you're anticipating man-to-man from them, Coach. Do you feel like you guys can attack that then?
We have to, you know, if teams are going to play man-to-man, you got to put athlete on athlete, and get out there and get going. So we've challenged them this week. We've threw a couple little wrinkles in, and hopefully that'll, you know, come to fruition and do some good things for us.
Harlan, not very big up front defensively. You and I were chatting about that before the game here tonight, Coach. Where do you feel like you can maybe get that run game established?
No, we want to do it on the inside. You know, if we're running trap and power and giving our and running veer, those are things where we want to run in between the tackles and with the power play. You know, the quarterback has some options there and in trap. So we really want to be able to take advantage of that stuff inside and out.
Will McLaughlin having a good year for them at linebacker. Is he a concern or is he a guy you can still feel like you guys can go at?
Oh, he's a concern. He's a D1 kid. You know, he's definitely a concern.
What does he bring to the table?
He's just so athletic, you know. He's 6'3", 225, runs like a deer, and he's very confident in what he does. He's, you know, he started for him last year, and he's just a flat-out stud.
Haven't chatted with you much about special teams since Ty Nissen had that great game punting the football for you guys in the opener this year, but where do you feel like special teams is at?
You know, Harlan always has a great kicker. Their kid, you know, if he's their kickoff kid, if he's not putting it in the end zone, he's putting it at the two. He does a great job, you know, for PATs for them. Punting, we always like to think we've got an advantage with Ty, but we've got to get our return game going. We've got speed back there. We've got dangerous kids, but we just haven't been able to, you know, break anything free. You know, we're going into week five, and we see how this team's running back kickoffs or touchdowns. We've got to be better.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here in the Mackey Motors pregame. Look forward to catching up with you for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the football game. Best of luck coming up tonight.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Danny McCartan joining us again on the Mackey Motors pregame. We'll send it off to Tom Hawkamp and Jerry Fleshner with a call coming up next here on KCIM.